Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out at one of our favorite places, Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, right here off of Peachtree Industrial, guys. And we are fortunate to have our own Mike Conti with us today. He came out to hang out with us. And look, he is the voice of our Atlanta United. With the World Cup going on, we're going to do something a little different today, and that is talk some World Cup with you guys, because tonight Team USA plays at SoFi in L.A. It's their first match. And just kind of lay the foundation for you, because we know, Mike, we're going to be out and about doing these Michelob Ultra parties and hanging out. There'll be a bunch of people around the city as well taking in the World Cup. We know Atlanta has become and will be a destination. So, Mike, thanks for jumping on with us and hanging out. I think the first thing is everybody's kind of wanting an assessment of Team USA.
Yeah.
Can you give us a general broad assessment of what you think we are?
Yeah. I mean, look. In terms of just raw talent, this is probably one of the best U.S. men's national team rosters of all time, which is the good news. The bad news is when you compare it to the 47 other nations who are playing in the World Cup,
right?
We're probably mid, okay? I'm going to use a college football comparison, all right? If Argentina is Alabama, and if England is Georgia, and if Spain is LSU, and if Portugal is Ohio State, then the United States men's national team is James Madison.
Wow.
Or Tulane.
Okay.
Now, on any given day,
okay,
James Madison or Tulane
can play with those guys.
Can mess someone up,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe one time out of 10. But there is a major, major difference in talent between, I'd say, maybe the top five or six nations in this World Cup, and then there's a second tier, and then the United States is probably in that third tier, where I think the best case scenario for the U.S. men's national team is to make the quarterfinal or later. The furthest that the USA has gone in any modern day World Cup is the quarterfinal, and that was back in 2002. If they do that this time, that I think will be a major achievement. I don't think they have any chance to win it. I think if you get past the round of 16, that's a historic accomplishment for the United States. It will mean they will have won at least two knockout games. Remember,
they've never done that.
We've only won seven matches ever in the World Cup. Like, the United States is favored tonight against Paraguay.
Right.
If they win tonight, you're talking about something they have very, very rarely done ever, which is win a match at a World Cup. So that's where we are.
Mike Conti joins us, guys, live talking World Cup here. Thanks to Mick Ultra for getting to Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. So in Doraville is the expanded field. So you basically win one game in
in good shape.
In your group, and you're probably going to advance, right?
You're in good shape. You're not definitely going to advance. I think 4 points is the bare minimum you're going to need, because to Mike's point, in the past, in this group stage, which is what we're in right now, we haven't even made it into the bracket yet. This is the group stage. There are 8 groups of 4 teams. You play the other 3 teams in your group. It used to be that the top 2 teams in every group would advance into the second phase, where you go into the bracket, and it would be only 16 teams that would advance. Now you have 32 teams that advance into the bracket.
A little bit easier. A little bit easier.
A little bit, which means you can afford, in some cases, to be one of the best third-place finishers in your group, and you can advance into the bracket that way. So there is a little more margin for error now. Like, for example, Canada probably was favored today against Bosnia.
They were. I bet Bosnia.
Is it done?
It was a 1-1
draw. It's a draw. We need shootouts, Carl. We need shootouts in all the rounds.
No. Well, it was a 1-1 draw. Bosnia led most of the way. That would have been a major upset. Canada now getting the draw. It's kind of like in Major League Soccer. They get 1 point. Bosnia gets 1 point. So now, if Canada wins their next match, they get 4. That's probably going to be enough to get them in the top 3. However, Canada at home in Toronto against a team that they were seeded higher than. They're going to look at this as a missed opportunity to get 3 points, and now that there's a little more pressure on them. So, like, tonight, if the USA does not win tonight, and I think there's a very good chance they are not going to win tonight, they at least have to hope to get a draw and get 1 point and then put themselves in a position where hopefully going into their last match of the group stage 2 weeks or a little less than 2 weeks from now against, I call them Turkey, but I guess now they're known as Turkey A. I guess they've changed their name. You don't want to be
Istanbul
in a position.
Istanbul is Constantinople.
That's right. You don't want to be in a position where you have to win in that last match to move on. Too much pressure.
Generally, there's two good teams and two meh teams in every group.
Generally. But because the United States is a host, they got top-seeded advantage, basically, along with Canada and with Mexico. That was the advantage. They were the top seed. Unfortunately, they got unlucky, because the other teams drawn into their group, Australia, Paraguay, and Turkey, are all mid. Like, none of them are great, but none of them are bad either. Mm. Canada got drawn into a group with Bosnia and Qatar.
Right. Easy pleasy.
Much easier. Mexico's group with South Africa.
How about South Africa? How tough was South Africa? They're playing with nine guys, Carl. Red cards being thrown around like they're playing poker.
Yeah.
And you're in Mexico City at El Azteca.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about as difficult as it gets for your first match in the World Cup.
They had no chance. And that's what the U.S. has to hope for tonight, is that that stadium, we know it as SoFi. It's called Los Angeles Stadium right now because it can't have a corporate name on it for World Cup. SoFi needs to be rocking tonight. It needs to be a home field advantage. If I were organizing the World Cup, Arrowhead Stadium is one of the venues of the World Cup. I would have had the USA playing at Arrowhead.
Makes perfect sense.
I would have wanted that.
That's Argentina's base.
That's right. But I would have wanted the noise and the heat and all of those advantages for the United States, but they decided to be on the West Coast, and we'll see if they end up regretting that.
There
Mike,
you go.
You say, and it's Mike Conti, guys, voice of Atlanta United, obviously talking soccer with us and talking about the World Cup, which starts for us, Team USA, tonight. The first game is everything. And, the emphasis, we talk about this during football season. Like, we have to play the Saints, and Mike and I push this. It's the biggest game of the year.
Yes. And if you lose, it feels like you're losing twice in the division.
Right?
In the division.
You got to start. Is this first game everything? And I'm looking at this. Tell me if I'm wrong. U.S. has won, or when they've tied in its opening game, it's advanced the group stage into the knockout rounds. That's what you're saying?
That's
why it's everything, right?
That's absolutely. Okay. And when they lose, historically, when they have lost their first match, like they did in 2006, they got blown out by, at that time, Czech Republic, now known as Czechia, I guess, in 1998, lost to Germany. They were out before they even got in the bracket, same in 2006. Conversely, remember that magical team in 94?
They started beat Colombia.
After getting a draw against Switzerland, they beat Colombia.
They lose to Romania.
But they didn't have anything to worry about.
But then once they hung out. Remember, they get it was
they
a 1-0
card against
it
Brazil.
It was a 1-0 game against Brazil.
Who won it all that year.
You held Brazil to one goal.
Yeah, at Stanford Stadium. So it does truly set the tone for everything, Carl. And again, you are favored tonight against Paraguay. Paraguay's best player got hurt in their last friendly last weekend. Okay,
so does Miggy start?
Miggy will, I would assume, start for them tonight. Miguel Almiron, Matias Galarza of Atlanta United, probably also going to play for Paraguay tonight. But their best player is out. Okay, now what I'm looking for tonight, Jason Longshore is coming up at the top of the hour. He's going to do a two-hour pre-match show for Mazzy's up the road in Norcross. So that's coming up at 6. He will break this down way better than I. But when we get the United States lineup tonight, here's what I'm watching. Is Chris Richards in? Okay, and you're going to start learning a lot of these names over the next couple weeks, okay?
Right.
But hopefully, if it's a good tournament, these will be household names. Chris Richards is our best center back, okay? The United States and the friendlies they played against Senegal and Germany over the last 2 weeks, I thought made some really bad defensive errors because defensively they looked a little slow. Tim Ream of Charlotte, Miles Robinson, formerly of Atlanta United, really struggled in those two friendlies because Chris Richards was out injured. Now, it sounds like it's possible, if not probable, Richards will play tonight. If that is the case, I feel a lot better about the United States going into this match because we'll have our best defender.
Guys, by the way, Falcon Report comes up. We'll give you a little Falcons later in the show in the 5 o'clock hour, especially the depth chart at right tackle and the offensive line with the moves made this week. Mike Conte is with us talking World Cup live from Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes in Doraville. The perception is we got Pulisic, but we don't really – can we attack or do we park the bus?
No, they'll attack.
What's Pochettino's going to go for it tonight?
Yeah, I think he will. I honestly, this is one thing that encourages me about the United States, and I'm I tend to lean more pessimistic when it comes to – here's what I'll say about the United States. For those of you who don't typically watch U.S. soccer, they're either going to impress the heck out of you or they are going to infuriate you. There is no middle ground. I was impressed in their last two friendlies that they were bombing forward, especially down the flanks with Dest and with a Pulisic kind of being a little more of a free roll.
And that's what the fans want. I mean, the casual, if not the soccer purist, the casual fan wants to see
that. I think you're going to see that, but it's going to be a little bit of a high-wire act, too, where you're going to be maybe a little bit more exposed in back. And, again, you know, Tim Ream, 38 years old, not the fastest guy in the world. Miles Robinson coming off that injury, struggling right now. Like, you're going to give up some chances. But I think the United States is really going to try to push the ball down the flanks and try to attack from wide positions and get some service into Balogun. That's another name you're going to hear a lot in this tournament. If the United States does well, you're going to hear Balogun's name a lot because he is our striker. He is our Joseph Martinez, okay? He is going to be that target in the box in the penalty area that they're going to try to get service to. But look for Pulisic and for Dest attacking from wide positions from the wings and trying to generate scoring opportunities from those wings. I think you're going to see a lot of tempo from the United States, and I don't think they're going to be trying to build out of the back the way that the Greg Berhalter teams were doing, you know, in 2020, what was that, 2022. You won't
Interesting,
that.
Man, great stuff. I'm excited. Are they calling Pulisic Captain America? What's the deal? Is that a nickname that he's picked up?
Yeah, I mean, look, Pulisic, like 7-8 years ago, we thought collectively in the American soccer community that Pulisic was going to be like the first American Messi or Ronaldo. Or like he was going to be the first major American superstar to thrive in Europe.
And Chelsea never knew how to use him.
Right. He's been good, but he hasn't quite reached that level yet. And prior to last week, when he scored against Senegal, I think he had gone like 24 matches without a goal across all competitions. So he had been struggling. He is the most talented player on this team. He has struggled over the last year. If he finds that form that I think he's capable of, the United States could have a really good tournament. And he's a Penn State fan. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
AC Milan.
You know, I mean, lots to like about Christian Pulisic.
Well,
right?
I like the kid. I always liked it.
I think Captain America is a really good nickname.
If he
lives up to that, it's going to be a good tournament for the U.S.
It just seems like every generation there's that guy. You know, going all the way back to Freddie Adu.
Sure.
You know, and it's always, they always seem to melt under the pressure. But this guy plays at a high level, one of the top teams in Europe. So hopefully it makes
it happen. Our lineup tonight is going to be mostly guys who are playing in the big five leagues in Europe.
That's why
I said, like, this is from top to bottom, I think this is more our most talented group. The goalkeeper will be an MLS guy. It'll probably be Matt Freese from New York City.
Yes.
You're going to see, I think, at least one MLS center back, either Ream or Robinson, maybe both, but I think probably Ream. There will be some MLS guys in this lineup, and it's not saying that MLS is a bad league, but the majority of the players you're going to see tonight are players who are seasoned in England, Germany, France. That excites me.
Me too.
That excites me.
Because that's what we need, right?
And they're battle-tested.
Yeah.
You know, look at Canada. And, I mean, they pulled one out of the fire because they were able to sub on guys who had thrived in Europe and they created something for them. That's going to be the United States, and hopefully this ends up being a really fun night tonight.
I hope so, guys.
Tonight, 9 o'clock, Big Fox.
Yeah, Big Fox.
And they have the spotlight tonight. You know, the NBA is not playing tonight for this reason.
Right. That's true.
Okay, so, like, again, I'll tell you, the U.S. men's national
team. NHL is off.
NHL is off. The U.S. men's national team sometimes will infuriate you. They've been given the stage tonight. Adam Silver stepped aside. Gary Bettman stepped aside. We're giving you the stage tonight. Please do something with it.
Yeah, get us inside it. Right. Get us excited.
Don't spit the bit.
Mike, great job. We're laying the foundation for you. If you're listening right now, you're going, man, I didn't know that. That's what this is about. World Cup. It comes around every 4 years.
Painful soccer conversation. We're giving you the primer.
But 4 years, Mike, it's like the Olympics. You forget. You don't know everything or know everybody. We're just giving you the baseline. But, man, I'm excited to see what they do tonight. Want to remind you, while we're talking about this, Mike Conti, thank you. Atlanta's radio home of comprehensive World Cup coverage is 92.9 The Game. Every night, now through the end of the tournament, and Mike just mentioned it, Jason Longshore's on after we get done at 6, okay? He's at Mazzy's tonight?
He's at Mazzy's tonight,
all right. So they'll be giving away tickets up there, I'm assuming?
Yes, correct.
All right, so your chance to win, if you're up that way at Mazzy's, thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra, but he's going to give you previews, analysis of every match all the way through the final on July 19th. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer and by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor, FIFA World Cup 26, guys. That's Atlanta Soccer tonight. Jason.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Long Shore tonight and every night when we get done now through July 19th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
Thank
Go
you.
Go USA.
Hey, by the way, and not to blow smoke, best boss ever.
High five. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you
talking about me?
Yes. Oh, come on.
When we come back, though, we will talk about the Braves. Grant's not going to join us, guys, but they have a big series against the
Mets.
And
they had a travel snafu, which I'm not sure Braves fans are aware of, getting to New York City last night this morning.
All right, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.